The genesis of slums was poorly understood at the time. Indeed, the very term slums did not become widely accepted until 1890. But in a vague way, the now familiar pattern was recognised. A region of the city would be cut off from circulation by newly constructed thoroughfares that bypassed it. Businesses would depart, disagreeable industries would move in, creating local noise and air pollution, and further reducing the attractiveness of the area. Ultimately, no one with the means to live elsewhere would choose to reside in such a place, and the region would become decrepit, badly maintained, and overpopulated by the lowest classes. Then, as now, these slums existed in part because they were profitable for landlords. A lodging house of 8 rooms might take on 100 boarders, each paying a shilling or two a week, to live in hugger-mugger promiscuity, sleeping with as many as 20 members of the same or opposite sex in the same room. Perhaps the most bizarre example of lodgings of the period was the famous waterfront sailor's penny hangs. Here a drunken seaman slept the night for a penny, draping himself across chest-high ropes and hanging like clothes on a line. While some proprietors of lodging houses or nether skens lived in the area and often accepted stolen goods in lieu of rent, many owners were substantial citizens, landlords in absentia, who employed a tough deputy to collect the rents and keep some semblance of order. During this period, there were several notorious rookeries at Seven Dials, Rosemary Lane, Jacob's Island, and Ratcliffe Highway, but none was more famous than the 6 acres in central London that comprised the rookery of St. Giles, called the Holy Land. Located near the theatre district of Leicester Square, the prostitute centre of the Haymarket and the fashionable shops of Regent Street, the St. Giles rookery was strategically located for any criminal who wanted to go to ground. Contemporary accounts describe the Holy Land as a dense mass of houses, so old they only seem not to fall, through which narrow and tortuous lanes curve and wind. There is no privacy here, and whoever ventures in this region finds the streets, by courtesy so called, thronged with loiterers, and sees through half-glazed windows rooms crowded to suffocation. There are references to the stagnant gutters, the filth choking up dark passages, the walls of bleached soot and doors falling from their hinges, and children swarming everywhere, relieving themselves as they please.